You're now listening to the Storm Chat Podcast. Hosted by Greg Stewart.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 28 of the Storm Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Gregory Stewart, founder and CEO of G-Storm Entertainment, LLC. And today we are going to be talking about fighting your fears as an indie creator. Yes, fighting your fears. What do I mean by that? Stick around to find out. Now, if you guys are new to the Storm Chat Podcast, this is a podcast where I talk about what it's like being an independent creator, whether it's making indie comics, indie video games, just the challenges that come with being an indie creator. We have new episodes every Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the G-Storm Network YouTube channel. Now, I didn't have an episode last week because I was on vacation celebrating my 30th birthday. So happy birthday to me. It was awesome. I went on a cruise with my family. We went to Italy, Greece, and Turkey. It was wonderful. I mean, everything was just awesome. It was beautiful. The places were nice. The people were nice. The food was really good. I had an amazing time. And now it's back to work. It's back to just grinding and doing what I am trying to do. So now let's begin with the G-Storm news, as we do with every episode. So today I am just pretty much working on the usual stuff. This Eternities in Volume 2, Strigoi. I got a couple other projects that I'm trying to put together that I am trying to make time for. But it's become really challenging to do that because I've just been away and just trying to get Eternities in where I want it to be, where it needs to be for my audience. And it's just been, that's a lot of work. I'm juggling a lot of projects, but I'm having fun. So that's all that matters. If I wasn't having fun, I wouldn't be doing as much as what I'm doing right now. But I'm also trying to put some YouTube videos together. And, you know, I've been trying to find time to do that as well. You know, with the podcast coming back and me working on all these different projects, you know, it's a little bit challenging. So, but I do have some cool videos I have plan that I want to put on the G-Storm Network YouTube channel. So if you haven't subscribed to the G-Storm Network YouTube channel, be sure you do so. And yeah, check out those videos. Check out the episodes of Storm Chat. The other 27 episodes are available on there as well. And check out my YouTube shorts where I talk about anime, my own series, and just things that are just on my mind in the indie comic and video game space. Now, I just wanted to just say thank you to everybody who wished me a happy birthday on social media. You guys are awesome. The G-Storm crew showed up for me. And I'm just really grateful to have you guys just tuning in every week and just engaging with the content and just enjoying Eternities in. And it really means a lot. Like this stuff is not easy. It's not easy to put together. Now, with that being said, I don't really have a whole lot of news. You know, it's just the same little thing. I don't really have a whole lot of weekly updates like that. But I'm still going to update you guys because you never know. Something might change. But without further ado, let's get into today's segment, which is fighting your fears as an indie creator. Don't be afraid to create. Now, what do I mean by not being afraid to create? You know, a lot of indie creators, they jump into this space. They have these big ideas. I know I've said this before, but I can't help but just hammer it into you guys' head that people have these big aspirations and they think, you know what? I have this really cool idea that I want to share with people. I'm going to put it on, I don't know, Manga Plus or Global Comics, and then everyone's going to like it. And then, hey, who knows? I might have an anime someday. And those are great dreams to have. But the harsh reality of it is that many people who start don't really get a whole lot of engagement. There's a lot of competition out there, guys. And it's a lot of competition than you realize. Like more and more people are seeing the successful indie creators and they're getting inspired to make their own work. They're the ones who are now looking into getting into conventions and publishing on social media and trying to get those spots with Viz and Just it's really competitive, and you have to just be a little bit more realistic with your expectations, because not everyone is going to have this big success story. Like, you might, you're going to get disappointed. Like, you could release a story that she had a really cool idea for, and then you'll get like 3 readers or whatever, you know, like you have a really low reader count, and you know, people might not really like the story, people might not really like the art, but that is not a sign that you should quit. You should be looking at what is it that people are looking for, and you should also be looking at your work and thinking, how can I make this better? Where did I go wrong? What do I need to do to get to where I want to be? And that is one thing that many indies don't really think about when they jump into the space. They, like I said, they have these big dreams, these big expectations, and when it's time to actually put their manga where the mouth is, they're surprised that other people are getting more engagement than them. And they're like, why? Like, they're like, what happened? What's going on? And I think that really discourages a lot of people. Just the thought of it, not even people who actively have done that. Like, they're just like, hey, like, what happened? Like, I thought, you know, my big idea, like, nobody has an idea like this. Nobody has a manga or a character or a cast like this or a power system like this. Like, what happened? Like, and this is the same thing we see in indie games all the time as well. Like, people think that, oh, I got this really cool game idea. It's going to make a lot of money. It's going to get a lot of attention on Steam. And then I'm going to be rich. I'm going to be buying a Lamborghini or whatever. But then they realize that their game made $300 and only 10 people bought it. And they get mostly negative reviews instead of positive reviews. And they're like, whoa, what's going on? And I think the fear of failure is what pushes back a lot of indie creators, no matter what it is that you do, no matter if it's indie manga or indie video games. Like, many people are just afraid to fail. And I mean, it's natural to feel that way. It's normal to feel that way. Like, you always are going to have those doubts. Like, you're your biggest critic at the end of the day, not your haters, not the big creators who are successful, not even your own audience. Like, you are your biggest creator or your critic. My words are all jumbled right now, but like, you are your biggest critic. And it just holds a lot of people back, and you shouldn't let it stop you from just creating. You know, your first project might not be your best. Most of the time, it's not going to be your best project. You know, your second project might not even be your best, not even your third, your fourth, or even your fifth. You might fall flat a couple of times, but that is not an indicator that you're a bad creator. It's not an indicator that you should quit. It's just that you have to figure out what is it that you're doing that isn't working. And don't be afraid to just put your heart on your sleeve and just go for it, because I think people are afraid to just flop. And stories flop. It happens. Like, it's nothing wrong with a story flopping. It's a learning experience at the end of the day. You're going to learn what went wrong. What did you do? Like, what can you do better? And that's just how it goes. Now, if you guys know Dragon Ball, the creator of Dragon Ball, Akira Toriyama, God rest his soul, he had many projects. He had many works that he was trying to get published before Dragon Ball became a thing, and he was told to give up, but he didn't. He didn't listen to those people who told him to give up. He didn't listen to the people that told him, yo, man, just pack it up. You're never going to be something. But he didn't listen to those people. He kept trying. He released Dr. Slump, and then he released Dragon Ball, and the rest is history. Dragon Ball is the most iconic anime of all time. And, you know, that's what he left us. Because he didn't give up. He looked at where he went wrong. He looked at what he needed to do. And he knew that he wanted to become a professional mangaka. And there he is. He made Dragon Ball. There you go. So, you know, you just can't let fear keep you from doing these things. You know, just from being a creator. Like, your big project is probably not going to be successful. It's probably not going to make you a whole lot of money or get you a whole lot of viewership, but you just have to look at, you know, where, again, I know I'm sound like a broken record, but like, where did you go wrong? Think about those factors that you, and just study the market. Like, you know, just, you have to study the market. Like, think about what people are looking for. I'm going to talk about, in a future episode, about returning to form, where, it seems like there's like this renaissance of certain stories and content that people are looking for now because of how I'm kind of like spoiling like a future episode, but like just how things are just different. But we'll talk about that in another episode. It'll probably be episode 29, honestly. But yeah, like, don't be afraid to fail. It's okay to just, you know, fall flat. You're gonna fall flat. Like, nobody is perfect. Everyone's success story is different. You're gonna see other creators who you're gonna hear about them everywhere you go. Everybody's talking about them. Everybody's doing all types of like hype videos and fan art and stuff for these creators, and that's awesome. But don't let that discourage you. Don't think, oh man, I'll never be as good as that person, because you never know. Like, you can do it too. Like, it's very possible. This stuff is not easy, because if it was easy, everybody would be doing it and everybody would be rich. But it's not. But that's all I really have to say for this episode. I'm just keep it really brief this week because I'm still very tired from my trip and I have a lot to do. But if you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave a like and share the episode around with your friends and family and whoever else wants to get into content creation. Follow me on all social media, GStorm Entertainment on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. You can visit my website, gstormgo.com, to buy merch as well as Eternities and Volume 1 signed copies. And just check out all the other future projects that I'm working on. With that being said, I am Greg Stewart, the founder and CEO of GStorm Entertainment, and you have been listening to the Storm Chat Podcast. Take care, be blessed, and have yourself a great day. See you later.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Storm Chat Podcast, hosted by Greg Stewart. Make sure you like and comment on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to subscribe so that you never miss an episode.